Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, all light as a feather, gravity-defying ass niggas. You need to get your weight up, play up. It's ridiculous at this point. I mean, I can hear your light-ass chain rattling when you come in the club, nigga. Sound like Santa Claus. Just ching-a-ling-a-ling, ching-a-ling-a-ling. Riding around town in that light-ass vehicle. Every time your cell phone ring, your CD player stops. It's a damn shame, nigga. Your car ain't big enough, your bank ain't big enough, your gun ain't big enough, and your dank ain't big enough. Get your hate down and get your motherfucking weight up, nigga!
I just wanna get to know you.
Baby, can you handle? Ooh, baby. Tennessee.
Yeah, we hosting a big barbecue at North High football field.
Okay.
That's going to probably be, what, the 18th, the 19th, and the 25th.
Yes,
but we're going to give y'all more on that in a minute. Y'all going to be seeing the flyers for that and everything. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we're here for the community. That's what this radio station is about, for our local artists and our community, and put stuff out there that needs to be out there. Y'all know what I'm saying?
So, you dig?
Soda Pop Radio.
Soda Pop Radio!
Y'all know what it is.
Where is Miss Soda Pop Radio?
She's MIA right now.
MIA.
And we get back to it.
Barely sober, telling me how you moving away and starting over. Girl, quit playing, you just drunk, you just saying. And oh, you dance, dance like how, like ballet and no, I get it, girl, I'm with it. I've been down this road before, and yeah, I skid it, but forget it, damn, damn. I wonder why I never learned my lesson. It's feeling like it's second chance, and it's the first impression. And I heard there's nothing new except for someone new. But how you supposed to find the one with anyone who come with you? Talking to myself, but I never listen. Cause man, it's been a while, and I swear that this one's different. That's why I'ma take you anywhere you wanna go. Let you meet my friends so they can lecture me again about how reckless I have been. And I'm slowly running out of all the time that I invested, making all the same mistakes, and I'm just trying to correct it, and I fall.
I just can't explain it. Everybody got a breaking point, kid, and they'll rat on you. The family doesn't get rat on you. That's why we gotta be prepared to get whoever out we need.
Welcome to Nellyville, where all newborns get a half a meal. Sons get to Vanderbilt, soon as they can reach the wheel. And daughters, it's time, it's the size of the age. Oh, yeah, 1 year get one third, 2 years get two
thank you. She just moved right up the block for me. And she got the heart for me to find a thing I need to see. But oh no, no, she got a man in a sun though. Oh, when that's okay, cause I wait for my cue and just let her play my position like a show star. Pick up everything I'll be hitting and in no time. I better make this with him mine. And that's for sure, cause I never been the type to break up a happy home. But it's something about baby girl, I just can't leave alone. Tell me, mom, what's it gonna be? She said,
you don't know what you mean to
come
me.
On. Looking, I never say a word. I know how to thought I can trip and I hear about the girl. No way, hey, nothing gon' fight over no day. Hey, as you can see, but I like your steeze, your style, your whole demeanor, the way you come through and holler and swoop me in. Now that's gangsta, and I got special ways to thank ya. But don't you forget it, but it ain't that easy for you to back up and leave them. But you and me, they got ties for different reasons. I respect that, and right before I turned to leave,
to this day, boo, no frontin', even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby, never ever get my your way, keep it tight, alright, and I'ma walk these doors so we can live in a fat crib with thousands of kids. One life, you don't need a ring to be my wife, just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give.
Ooh, gotta love Jones for your body and your skin tone. 5 minutes alone, I'm already on the bump. Plus, I love the fact you got a mind of your own. No need to shop around, you got the good stuff at home. Even if I'm locked up north, you in the world, rocking 3-4 support. Never showing your stuff off, who? It be true, me for you, that's how it is. I be your Noah, you be my Wiz. I'm your Mr., you my Mrs. With hugs and kisses, Valentine cards and birthday wishes. Please, we on another level of planning, of understanding. The bond between man and woman and child, the highest elevation, cause we above.
Like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always a regret, yeah, I'm always a regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again, cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening and she loves it. Stares at me like, who does this? And we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Good boys ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should. Run off with the right one.
Wrong, yeah, so good.
So good.
Even though it breaks my heart so bad.
So bad.
Now, nobody wants to go first. Nobody wants to talk. These people are lame in this booth, man.
What the hell you call them lame?
I'm over here thinking about how the Chinese people are going to give me two soy sauces, and I ordered a whole large. A whole large beef fried rice, and they give me two soy sauce. Then I'm like, can I get some more soy sauce? And they like, 25 cents. 25 cents, and he says he's going to give me two more? Like, what the fuck? Let me jump my ass over that channel and get a whole handful of them soy sauce.
Problems that they have.
So we can get our ghetto psychiatrists. Right. Now, y'all know we ain't, you know, niggas don't never go get the license, so you're going to have to take this advice with a grain of salt.
So if anybody having problems over there, maybe somebody got mad because somebody played the wrong space card.
Or they re-dig. Or
they cut their own partner.
Oh, shit, that's me all the way. This is what I like to play, because some folks be like, oh, boo, what the fuck is you doing? And I'm like, man, I told you I didn't want to play this shit. That's like pity pat or something.
Hey, it's Through It All Thursdays. Hey, we here with your R&B needs, trying to get you over that little problem that you have.
I got a problem.
We definitely know you got a problem.
We don't even care about your problem.
We know you're over here mentally ill.
Let's So, I want to address something. No, real talk. I want to address something. Let's do it on Thursday. And, you know, occasionally I notice stuff. Like, okay, I'm not going to occasionally notice. Like, I actually notice a lot of stuff. Sometimes I speak on it. Sometimes I don't.
So, what you notice? You speak on it?
I got a problem. I need somebody to help me.
So, it's been a wave of this. Can y'all explain to me the phenomenon?
I got a problem.
A couple of females, you in the inner city, I would say North Side in particular, have this problem. Are you not aware that the only time you and said baby daddy, boyfriend, whoever, are getting along is the 3 days before the first of the month and the 3 days after the first of the month? Are you not aware that is the only time that nigga come home on time?
Mm-mm, girl. Everybody
have your clothes ready.
Well, I don't give a damn.
Bad water ran, and then it's done. He is the perfect model man until the third month.
Some niggas ain't like that, because me and my baby daddy, we argue when I'm about to get some money. He like, this bitch about to have more money than me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
we argue. He don't be nice to me. He be like,
and the reason why I say this is real talk. I'm going to tell y'all, I watch Facebook. I may or may not say anything, but I do watch what you say on Facebook. And I get so sick of 3 to 5 days before the first of the month, you get my boo, my bae, my boo.
Well,
my
I need some broke ass motherfuckers to get a job, because if they had a job, they wouldn't be worried about no one ass check
of money. What's so funny is, though, by the eighth of the month, is, oh, my baby daddy ain't shit. I mean, really, if your baby daddy wasn't shit, how was he going to boo your baby 5 days ago?
He wasn't shit on the eighth, he ain't shit on the first. And he ain't going to never be shit, and he didn't say he is it.
I'm just saying. Hey, you know your daddy ain't shit? Look at this. Your shoes all fucked up, they talking, and he got him a new joy. Oh, my God, and y'all let me go there with you. This is Throw It Up Thursday. We're going to help you get through. So, ladies, if you look up, and your man is only your man, but the period of the 1st
and the 15th.
And the 15th. He is not your man. He is your pimp, and you need to get your life. Your man is running around here. And now, let me rephrase that. Hold on. Time out. Wait a minute. We need to clarify. If your man live with you, or he is the father of your children, and he got on brand new J's, and you motherfuckers is running around in Dallas Soap flip flop. Then slap yourself.
You even had an audacity to
and then
your old Navy for yourself.
Nigga, you not only need to slap yourself, but you need to slap your life.
You hear me?
Yeah.
I got a problem. I need somebody to help me solve this problem, because I sure don't understand it.
Okay, what's the problem? Hold on. You hear him? Through It All Thursdays.
You gotta put his very white one on.
And I am your host, King Sean, aka Mr. Do the Most. And I'm definitely gonna help you get through your problem. Whatever you need, I'm there for you.
Oh, you can't listen to me, buddy. My problem is what do I do? What do I do when somebody feels like they run at me? And don't got nothing to run but their mouth.
Your mouth and the shoes on your feet, so you can kick rocks. That's what you tell them. If they ain't put money in your pocket or help you to get money in your pocket,
I'll even give you if you see some of these niggas and females. You may not, you know, because you gotta create your team. Now I'm gonna be 100 with you, okay? Now this, we gonna go here. We gonna really work this problem out. You got to build a team. Everybody needs a team. Now, who is the prime player on the team? It's the coach.
Right.
And you are the coach.
You know, yes.
Yeah, you are the coach. You run your own life. So you have to build your team.
Right.
Now, on a basketball team, you got a center, a guard, a point guard, and two forwards. Each person plays their job.
Right.
Some people you put on your starting lineup to do the rebounding.
Right.
Now, they may not can shoot the ball. They can't put nothing in your pocket. But if you drop something, they can catch it for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they can help you get it back in your hand. You know, they can help it put back into motion. So you need a rebound. You definitely need somebody who can get the rebound. Then you got some people who, in a clutch, can hit big scores. Now, they may not put no points on the board for you all night. But when things get tight in a clutch, they come through.
Wow.
Then you got those who are consistent. That's your point guard. That's your star player. And what he do is he or she will consistently in your life be there, support you, push you, if I do whatever they need to do for you. Your point guards, you always keep close.
Right.
Because you need them always filling your motivation. They
sometimes they might piss you off.
They piss you off and everything. You got to work through that. But you need to know who this person is in your life to you and if they're beneficial to the team. Now, everybody know when the team is having troubles, it's struggling. Somebody is reevaluated at this point. Somebody ain't doing their damn job. When you reevaluate the team, you figure out who needs to get cut.
pull him out.
You pull him out, pull
and
him
put somebody else in.
And you put somebody else in. Because if they ain't holding their weight, they waste the time, and we about to lose the game, and we ain't got time for that.
We ain't got time to lose the game. You only win one.
This is the Super Bowl, the World Series, the finals. I appreciate that from my crew. I did need that because when somebody feel like they trying to run you and ain't got nothing to run but their mouth, now I figured out what to
and
tell.
And the shoes on their feet.
Don't
forget about
the shoes on their feet. Radio that pop.
Radio that pop. Hey.
Wait a minute. Do y'all hear her voice? Our baby don't even get her voice any right. She ain't even on the pop radio right.
Right.
Get that nigga off your team, girl.
Put him on the bench. Sideline him for a minute. He need a ramp.
All right, we got a caller.
We got a caller. We going to go to this caller, 612-386. Hello, caller. You're on Edward Soda Pop Radio Through It All Thursdays. How can we help you?
I got a problem.
We need to hear it.
I don't know what to do because sex is always on my mind.
So how can we help you? Who are we speaking with?
Now, this is Cashmere Jacobs. You know what I'm saying? I'm St. Paul bound.
Cashmere, what's going down?
Shit, but I just like y'all little radio station. I had to come and get a shout out. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. You got a problem right now that you're going through?
Yeah, I'm going to get on it.
You got a problem that you're going through on Through It All Thursday that we can help you out with?
I got a problem with all types of shit, you know? It's just phony motherfuckers. People don't act their age instead of their shoe size, you know? But that's nothing, can't nobody care.
Yeah,
I was curious, but you know.
But we know how to, hey, but you know what we can tell you? Like, we tell everybody, they ain't running their mouth
and
the shoes on their feet, and they can kick rocks.
Hey, but you could kick that, though. Who's that? Future's right, kick the squares up out your circle.
I'm going to tell you my favorite phrase of all time. A local artist by the name of True Man used to say this often. He say, I'm sucker ducking because I don't want none of you clowns around.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up, when you sucker duck, Sucker ducking is an art of shadow boxing.
Sucker ducking
sounds like. Like, you know what the sucker is. Everybody knows. Like, for real, everybody know what a sucker is. A sucker is a person that don't add nothing to your life. They take every chance they get. They suck it out your life. They taking your blood. They taking your money. They taking your energy. They taking your time. All they do is suck from you. Like, for real, they just take it like a vacuum. They just want it all. You got to duck them niggas and get them out your circle. Straight up. Just move around. Give them 50 feet and a yard. They need to move around in a yard. Stick straight up. They need to hit the pavement. Then there's people you tell to kick rocks. And make sure they don't have no shoes on so it hurt on the way going away.
Well, you heard that on Soda Pop Radio. Ready that pops. It is what it is. Through It All Thursday, and the crew is in the building. Miss Nicole, King Sean, Danny G, and Miss Who?
Who? Hey.
You know what it is.
Get ready for the Youth Peace Concert on May 25th, 2013 at North Community High School from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Get tickets online at youthpeaceconcert.eventbrite.com/pound or tickets will be sold at the door. Performing artists are Tim Searcy of Your Arms Too Short, The Box with God, Guys and Dolls, Peter Pan, You Be on Broadway. Mark Kenzie has done various television commercials. He's an R&B singer out of North Carolina. Amora Jackson performed on stage with John B., hosted a show with Twista, Do or Die, and Snoop Dogg. Journal is a producer, writer, engineer, and singer. His music has been played on international and national radio. Rapper Dante Pedro. Special guest, Ginger Patterson. She is distribution through Sony, BMG, and Island Def Jam. The Youth Concert is sponsored by Midwest Magic Productions, Soda Pop Radio, and Joanne Mathis of Mathis Media Hub. Hope to see you there. Mm-hmm.
You think you're special, but you're really not. You think you got it all, but what have you really got? Yeah, you may have the right clothes, but not the right heart. No, not the right heart. You may have the right looks, but not the right mind. So when it's all said and done, you'll be all alone. You can bet on it. Yeah, everything that you loved, it will be all gone. Can you live without it? But you're truly flawed. You think you're winning, girl, but you're at a loss. Yeah, you may have the right clothes, but not the right heart. No, not the right heart. You may have the right looks, but not the right mind. So when it's all said and done, you'll be all alone. You can bet on it. Yeah, everything that you love, it will be all gone. Can you live without it? Miss Vanity, can you make love to the darling? Send me a look back of the right seat. But can I give you dignity? Then I can give you what you need. No, baby, never. No, no, baby, never. Never, never, never.
Yeah, you got the looks. Yeah, you got the clothes. Yeah, you got the jewels, but they don't mean nothing. You spent your whole life bluffing. Fine boy, just to try and feel something. But here comes the coldest part. It's cold out there when you're lonely in the dark. You're trying to warm up to material things, and they just ain't working, so you try to call me. But no, I'ma be gone. Moving on to the next one. While you're trying to sleep with shopping bags, bring your checkbook.
Yeah, everything that you love, it will be all gone. Can you live without it? Miss Vanity, can you make love to the garden? Hey, me a look back of the right seat. But can I give you dignity? Then I can give you what you need. No, baby, never. No, no, baby, never, never, never. Miss Vanity, can you make love to the garden? Can I give you dignity? Then I can give you what you need. No, baby, never. No, no, baby, never. Never, 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 never.
What goes on? Thank you. understand. I play by the rules. Some people are just bitter. It's really always who you choose. So next time be more careful and kindly follow these rules. If you're trying to understand a man, you gotta have yourself a plan. And do your homework so you know it's gonna work. Cause a man is gonna be a man. And if you're mad at a man, he probably did the best that he can. Should've did your homework, would've knew that it won't work. Cause a man is gonna be a man.
Gotta do your homework.
Cause a man is gonna be a man.
Gotta do your homework.
Gotta do your homework. Cause a man is gonna be a man. If you're trying to understand a man, you gotta have yourself a plan. And do your homework so you know if it's gonna work. Cause a man is gonna be a man. And if you're mad at a man, he probably did the best that he can. If you're trying to understand a man, you gotta have yourself a plan. And do your homework so you know if it's gonna work. Cause a man is gonna be a man. And if you're mad at a man, he probably did the best that he can. Should've did your homework, but I knew that it won't work. Cause a man is gonna be a man.
oh, guess who's driving the 500 like yippee-yi, yippee-yo, yay. When I talk smack, y'all better skip back, like here we go, cause the don't play.
Girl, it's a ball who's been there.
Soda Pop Radio. Ready there, Pops. Do it all Thursday.
Do it all Thursday.
Man, hey, we about to end this week.
Man, it's almost a close. Another week down.
Yeah.
In 2013, and this year's going by pretty fast. We're almost halfway through this joint.
Okay, but I got some very important news.
Important?
Very important news.
Really?
Really, really, really.
Minnesota
is doing some fucked up shit right now.
Really?
Yeah.
What's going on?
And you know what? I am a God-fearing man.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
And I really feel I really feel bad for our pastors.
Yes.
Our bishops.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I really feel bad for them because they are caught between a rock and a hard place.
Yes, they are.
Now, Soda Pop listeners, listen up. I don't believe in religion. Religion is bondage. But I believe in Jesus Christ and I believe in God. We are amongst the descendants of Sodom and Gomorrah. Why I be saying that? Actually, today, they have passed the law
on a slide of 75 to 59, so it wasn't nowhere near close. Lawmakers in Minnesota have approved same-sex marriage. If things go with the federal, because Minnesota is kind of funny how government works. Minnesota is one of those states where technically we have our own constitution. Even though we're part of the United States and we're part of the U.S. and we're part of the federal system, we still have our own separate and equal state system. So what this vote means is, on the state level, it is now legal for a man and a man or a woman and a woman to marry. Now we have to have our federal lawmakers get a federal okay to do so. If the feds say yes and sign, which is more than likely to happen because Governor Mark Dayton is set to sign this into law by Monday, this could happen as early as the summer.
They'll be marrying people?
As early as the summer.
As early as the summer.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Now, I will say this. Up until November 4th, 2012, there was no possible way for this to happen. Well, Danny G, why would you say that? Because as of November 4th, 2012, the Minnesota State Constitution clearly stated that a marriage was a religious union between one man and one woman. In Minnesota, it was, and this is what's up for question, but at the time, it was illegal for a man to have an affair. He could go to prison for committing adultery.
Yes.
A lot of people didn't get it enforced, but that was part of that law. When we changed our Constitution in November, the one thing I stress to anybody that asks, why did I vote no? was because in Minnesota, we recognize domestic partnership already. You and your girlfriend could go get on medical health care coverage and all of that. At the same time, you know, these are already privileges afforded to same-sex unions in Minnesota. You didn't have to have a marriage. What people do not understand is what happened today was a shot at our religious leaders. They are forcing the church to marry them. That is what this is about. It's not about them having equal rights.
How could they force the church to do anything? They can't force the church to do nothing.
Well, what's about to sound really, really messed up is in New York, there's already same-sex marriage. Regardless of your religion and the belief, there is a lady who's been a state clerk in New York for over 25 years. They have just fired her because she refused to sign her name to a same-sex application. They have taken whole churches away from pastors because they're refusing to marry gay people in their church because it is against their religious belief. They have taken their tax-exempt status away from them because they will not marry same-sex unions. This is the fight that we are under, people. This is the fight that we're under.
Well, I still think it's wrong, and I'm going to stay firm on it. I could have sworn that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for the sole purpose of this stuff, right?
He destroyed the Hittites. That's how the Israelites were able to wander the wilderness and then going to that promised land 400 years later. God has always thought that there's a sexual abomination. There are two
sins. I know
all
that's wrong, but like, if y'all ever read the Bible,
I have read it and I've studied.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't really know the story like that, but it was some. Oh no, but that was the people that I don't know. Somebody went somewhere and then they was trying to rape the same sex. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Sodom and Gomorrah. The word sodomy itself, which is anal sex, sodomy, is a word from Sodom and Gomorrah. They were men having sex in each other's booty. It is simple. And because of these things that they were doing, it was an abomination. God called it an abomination, an unredeemable sin. And these people were, the entire town was taken out, including somebody.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Right. They actually came after God. And it got to the point that when God sent the angels to come in, Lot had to hide them and say, "You don't know who they be."
The man and the little boy.
They was trying to get to the angel. They wanted to do the angel.
That's what I'm talking about.
They was already had the boys and the men.
And they were trying to rape the angels. That's what I'm talking about. Like, I don't know, God sent them or something, and they were trying to rape the angels. Like, are you serious? Yeah, that's crazy. That's the whole story.
The same story goes for, now here's the difference.
I'm like, so
there is a place that was actually spared because they turned from their way. You remember the story of Jonah. Jonah was supposed to go to the town of Nineveh.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to tell the town of Nineveh to turn from your wicked ways because God is coming to destroy all. Jonah did not want, he hated the Ninevites. Why did he hate the Ninevites? Because they wanted to rape him. He did not want to go because he did not want to be raped. They were known for raping people. He did not want no parts of it. He ran. He ran so far that he ended up jumping off the boat into the water and ended up in the belly of a whale. When he finally gave the word to the people that God said, this is not right, the Ninevites turned from their ways. See, you got this man sitting here. Jonah was waiting on God to destroy the whole thing like he had heard he did in Sodom.
And instead of God destroying the whole land of people, they stopped. And he was so mad. He waited for so long waiting on them to be destroyed. We are at a place where we can turn from our ways. And I'm sorry, let me make this clear. This is truly your choice. God says you have a choice in what you do. But I believe just like you have a choice in choosing to be gay, I have a choice not to indulge and allow your sins to kill my soul. And this is where we have a problem. How can you be you and not allow me to be me? How can I be me and not allow you to be you? That is the hardest thing in this situation.
Well, I still think it's wrong. I like women. And I'm going to stay like it.
And I love to
Y'all, no way. Y'all can hit us up 714-242-6167.
Looks like
and let us know what y'all think about it. Because this is, I mean, we're living in the last days for sure. If people believe it or not, we are Babylon. I don't really like it. I don't like the looks of it.
I know that as much. At Southern Pop Radio, the revolution will be televised. In honor of our boy Marcus Garvey, who they shut down, and he said he knew that at that time the revolution would not be televised. We are here to stand on your footing and continue to walk. We will go forward, and this time the revolution will be televised.
Southern Pop Radio, Radio Pops. I really don't. There you go. I really don't understand it. I really don't. And
I think it's about that time for me to leave Minnesota.
Hey, and I'm going to be like Ray J. I hit it first.
Knock out. Ray J. Bobby Brackett, yeah. She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a shirt up, and I don't even put in words. Building, she know that I kill him. I know that I hit it the best. Can't just live with the wine, money still on my mind. And I gave her that really bomb sex. No matter where she goes or who she knows, she still belongs in my bed. Go, going hard in the streets, mobbing with my homies. Sipping on good, blowing on OG. New clothes, sitting clean with the matching rollie. I did that first so everybody know me. She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a shoulder, and I don't even put in words. Apple juice, the only mix it with the Hennessy. Give her no dough to come, but I gave it to the leave. I bet I hit it first when I shoot to dog of virginity. First come, first service, I was playing no. But I don't wanna be a player no more. That's a lie, I'm way too fly. I'll let anything with ass to walk by. Yeah, you love her, yeah, you hug her, and you kiss her. She don't me, yeah, she gave me face, but some whispers. She is into marriage, I be knocking sisters. And I still hear why you lonely, ain't me. When I walk in the function, you already know I'm leaving with something. Girls know when I'm coming. I get your girl real proper loving. I be my move on the rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a shoulder, and I don't even put in words. I hit it, come back to me, girl, I know just why you choose me. And if you would've come back to me, girl, I'll get you a jacuzzi. And if you would've come back to me, girl, we'll make another movie. She might move on.
girls and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a show love, and I don't even put in words.
You know
I hit it, 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 I hit it first.
You know
I hit it, 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 I hit it first.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
This portion of Soda Pop Radio is brought to you by Shaka Convict School of Nail Design.
At Shaka Convict School of Nail Design, where you can get your degree in 6 to 8 years. Shaka Convict, where you did the crime and now it's your time to make other people shine. That Shaka Convict School of Nails Design.
Hi, my name is Ruth Booties Russell Simmons, and I'm here with a testimonial for Shaka Con Nail Designs. In my 46 years locked up at Stillwater Correctional Facility, I'm also proficient now in doing nails, hair braidings. I braided nuts hair, I've braided chest hair, I'm going to be doing nails. So if you're locked up, make use of your time. Don't just spend all your time giving away your behinds. And when you get out, and you can do something with yourself. Hey.
Hey, this is dedicated to the South Side, wherever South Side you was at. But this goes out to my Chicago people.
Hey, this goes out to them South Side blood niggas too. Every male speaks
to you. Know. Don't want me when I ain't trying to hear it though. Not trying to hear it though. But I know that if he knew ya, he would understand ya. Don't let your mind be.
Don't worry, baby.
Who's ever outside?
Yeah, Soda Pop Radio. Radio Pop, do it all Thursday. We about to end this ish.
We're about to leave this popsicle stick.
So we definitely give our shots out. So we're going to start out with Miss Nicole. Would you like to start off with a shout out? If she's still online.
Nicole, Nicole.
Well, we can get back to her. Before we give our shout out, I just want to say this. 911, if you're listening, been a murder over north because this nigga just killed my vibe.
Straight up
killed my vibe.
This nigga just killed my vibe.
Well, since Nicole on the air, we shout out.
All right. Got another day. Look, definitely want to give a shout out to God and my whole Soda Pop Radio crew, all our listeners, everybody that calls in and checks us out. Give a shout out to myself for just being me, Nicole, and my friend, everybody else. Love y'all. And wish y'all the best. Pray for me. Soda Pop Radio.
Well,
I just would like to shout out to the whole Soda Pop crew. Shout out to all our listeners from the Go Bull. Shout out to them. Shout out to everybody over north, because this is where I'm at now. Shout out to all our local artists. Shout out to my baby kids. Shout out to all these motherfuckers doing their thing, guys.
Yeah.
Mine will be really quick. Y'all know who you is. You know what you do. And you know if you and my crew. To my starting line, my bench, and my second string behind that bench, appreciate all y'all that play the role and make it Danny G. Me.
Hey, you know, first of all, you know, shout out to that man upstairs. He holding me down. Because right now, if he wasn't holding me down and my crew wasn't holding me down, some people might be coming missing in one of these 10,000 lakes. For real. King Shaw, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most, a.k.a. Mr. Asshole. Also, we give a shout out to my girl, my kid, all 100 of my baby mama, all 100 of my kids, all 100 of my baby mama's mamas, because they all cougars.
My mom is a cougar, and she like gut.
Oh, was she?
You think so?
Yeah. So, shout out to Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Pilla. Shout out to P-Town, Portland, Oregon. Shout out San Jose, California. EPA California and Fresno, California, all my peeps out there. Shout out to Moochie, Easy, Young Main, Jilla, Critico, you know, my whole crew, man, the Spotted Killers, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my mom. I'll see you tomorrow. Hope you, hey, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get this out, too, because my motherfuckers don't really do shit like this. Bitch, big ups to my P.O. Shout out to my P.O., man.
But making sure that job don't be dirty when it be dirty.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to my P.O. Hey, I ain't never had no P.O. like him, though, for real. But, yeah. Love, P.O. Henry.
Blue Magic.
Or Blue, I was about to say Blue Murray.
You know,
Murray. Hey. And we up out of here.
And I fuck with Sofa 8, too.
Yeah, that's Sofa 8. You already know. We definitely at. And we up out of here. What's up, y'all?
another level and get you dancing with the devil.